Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Everybody.
There we go.
Okay. I sing a little more and then I'll go on. Okay. All right. We know that some people will still be coming because of the time change. But we have a lot of wonderful things to do. Great blessings instead too. So I'm Pastor Jeannie Winter. I'm from Indiana. So I grew up in Southern Indiana. And a great blessed time. So this is further north, but beautiful things that we've gotten to see. Amen. So lots of good things. And then we'll get to be in Wisconsin next year for annual conference. So even more beautiful things that we'll get to see up there too. My sister-in-law lives in Madison, Wisconsin. So there's wonderful things. So again, I'm very glad to be a part of the Great Lakes Global Methodist Church. God had so many plans to work and work together, to come together. And so we're just grateful for this time. So we have many different prayer sessions that we have. We have a great prayer team that is working to pray for every speaker, to pray for all the sessions, to pray for the people who are being ordained. So the prayer team is doing lots of good work. And at a general conference is a great thing that we get to pray there as well. So being part of a prayer team, praying for every church is important. And again, a quick thing as well, before I officially start, we hope every church has a prayer point person. Again, that every church really has somebody that says, we want to encourage everybody to pray. And that every pastor has someone who is praying for them, that the church has somebody that's praying for all the next steps, and they reach out and communicate. And so as Great Lakes Global Methodist Church, we really encourage people to have a prayer point person, that they are an individual, and it doesn't mean that they have to go out publicly to pray. Some people are quiet and pray and do that. That's fine as well, because we're praying to God. Amen?
Amen.
That's who we're praying to. But hearing that and knowing that, so we really encourage every church to do that. So if you don't have one, to talk and invite different people so that you can connect with that, because that is a great opportunity. And then the prayer point persons get to pray together. We're working on having things via Zoom and stuff too, that they work in the different areas and stuff too, because it is powerful. I have prayed for the Great Lakes prayer team as well via Zoom. I've prayed for people internationally as well via Zoom, so that you have people all over the world that you pray together, and it is an amazing blessing. So I'm very glad that you are here. Again, I'm Jeannie Winter, and talking about prayer for power. And so we were going to have a great time as we look and think about wonderful things. And Carolyn Moore, who is now a bishop, talked about prayer last year. So I'm going to do one of her things that she did as well at the end. Again, she was called by God to do this, and I think it'll be a wonderful time. So again, a blessed time to see and to know. And if you don't know Carolyn Moore, and she's written books and stuff too, and she's our bishop now too as well, one of the bishops for the Global Methodist Church, and she knows that prayer is important. Welcome, come on in. This is Prayer for Power. So we are a grateful time. So as we talk about prayer for power, I thought about asking questions first. Is anybody super strong? No? No? Somebody's strong? Well, okay. Does anybody want power?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, does anybody have any needs or know other people that have needs?
Yeah.
How about concerns? People that are going through things, because at church, when we ask for praises and prayer requests, what do we hear?
Nothing.
Prayer request.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
These are the concerns. These are problems. These are things going on. We hear about all those things. And it's not bad to hear about that and know about that. I mean, there's people that have cancer and they need power. There's people that have gone through divorce and they need a power. There's people who have lost loved ones and they need a power as well to go that power of comfort and how God can be with them and give them a peace. That those are things that are important. But there's even more things that we need that we want to work for God. So we definitely need power, which is what that shares up there as well. We need God's power. I grew up on the dairy farm down in Evansville, which is southern Indiana. And back then, I was super strong, or at least I thought I was, because I could do everything on the farm, you know, and we could lift up all the hay, all the straw, we could lift up all the milk. I thought I was super strong. And lots of times we may think that, yeah, we've got strength and power. But we need to know, even if your arms are strong or your legs are strong, your body can do things and lift things up, or you know that, or you have a wisdom. I did great classes as well, got great scores, you know. Even if you had that, we need the power to listen to God and God's plan. Yes. You know, if people have cancer, have problems, you need power. If they have different issues that are going on, you need power. But one of the things as the church, as Christians, we need to make sure that we're listening to God's power, God's wisdom, God's plan for us. Not just, you know, one time, but each and every day. What is God's plan for us today? And we will need God's power in order to do those things. And he will give it to us. But we've got to listen. We've got to want to have that power. So I hope that as we continue to think about all these next steps, that we can have a wonderful time of knowing that as we pray, God will speak to us. God will show us. God will help us to have the power so that we can do amazing things. Anybody gone on mission trips around the world? Praise the Lord. Great. All right. Anybody done mission trips locally? All right. Good. Yeah. There's all kinds of things. And we need the power. Anybody brought a disciple and made a disciple? It takes power to do that too. Yeah. We all need that. And those are things that we should be doing. And we all need the power. So one of the blessings I got to do last year was to start the conference, be a part of that opening time with prayer. And I thought, I'd love to use that prayer again. So let us begin with that. Let us pray. Gracious God Almighty, we give you all thanks and praise for gathering us together to know you, to follow you, and worship you. We pray for all of our leaders, Bishop Mark Webb, Scott Pattison, our presiding elder, all the clergy, all lay members, everyone old, everyone young, and we've seen lots of kids this time, and everyone in between. We truly pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to guide each and every one of us, to guide our churches to work together, to follow you, Lord, and to know your plan. We have churches from many different cities and at least four different states. So help us to know your power. The way we can truly know you is to follow you, Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14 shares, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So Lord, help us to truly live this scripture as individuals, as our churches, and as the Great Lakes Global Methodist Church, our conference. Help us, Lord, to listen well and to know that amazing things can happen. May we listen and know that we should be humble. May we not focus on ourselves, but focus on you, Lord. Jesus came into this world and served. He cared for the least, the last, and the lost. He healed the lame, the blind, and the leper. He washed his disciples' feet, even Judas, the one who would betray him. Help us to allow you to guide us, and not for us just to think that we have all the answers and wisdom and success, but to focus on you. And Lord, help us to truly seek. May everyone in the Great Lakes School of Methodist Church have the passion and practice to seek you, Lord, to spend time in prayer, to be involved in community prayer groups that seek your guidance in every step. God, you will answer every prayer, so help us to seek your plans and purposes. And then, Lord, we want you to help us to turn from sin as we come together to make decisions, as we plan for the future, as we work for each community. Guide us to be sure we turn from any sin. May we not think we have all the answers or that we are perfect. Jesus is the one who is perfect and has all the answers. Praise the Lord. Help us not to be hateful or bitter. Help us to care for every single person, even when they make the wrong choices or statements. And through Jesus Christ, we can care about them and never close the door. And Lord, help us to hear from heaven that our ears and our hearts and our minds are open. When we do the above work and passion, we will hear from heaven. And God will speak to us humbly, praying people. God will show us wisdom because we seek him. The Almighty will bless us because we are listening to be obedient. What a privilege to hear from our Lord and Savior through prayer, psalms, worship, service, and gathering together as your church that serves the world. And Lord, help us all to know forgiveness and healing. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for your forgiveness and healing. There are many folks that have gone through difficult physical, mental, or spiritual challenges. But because of your work, your faithfulness, we can know the freedom of forgiveness and the peace of healing. It will allow us then to serve you and care for others. We will know growth and blessings of obedience. When this is our focus, we will know such blessing. We will have joy. We will grow individually, as a congregation, and as a conference. We pray this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. So there are many ways as we continue to learn and grow of how God can be at work through us to truly have that power that we need. And the Bible shares that there are many people who made mistakes because they did not pray. Anybody forget to pray sometime? Yeah, I know we don't want to raise our hand, right? You know, like, oh, something happened and I should have prayed. Or there's been occasions that I've heard something, you know, and didn't listen quite as well and didn't go, you know, including a time where I've heard a name and I thought, oh, I should go visit them. But guess what? I didn't go visit. And guess what happened? They died. So making sure we always listen and have that power, that peace and that strength, and God will work in many wonderful ways. The Bible shares how Jesus prayed regularly. He gave us the example. He got up early and went out to pray. He went and prayed by himself. He prayed with the disciples. There are so many ways that he prayed to know the power of exactly what to do. As we look at scripture, there are times the disciple says, well, shouldn't we stay? We're having a great time here and all these things are happening. And Jesus had prayed and he's like, no, we need to go. I need to go and preach at these places now. So for all of us to have that power and understanding, we need to make sure that we're listening. And God will have a plan for us. If we go against God's plan, it's like, oh, I like this better. We will not have that joy. We will not have the power of the Holy Spirit if we're not listening and doing what is right. But if we listen to God's plan, even though we think, well, I can't do that. That would be really hard for me. I've seen on some of the projects over here that they're working on the building and stuff to it. I'd still like to do that. I used to do that. You know, I don't know that I can at 66, but hey, if God said I could, then I would, and it would happen, you know. If it's God's plan, then he will give us the power to do that, the power of the Holy Spirit, not just physical, but also spiritual. So many amazing ways that he can help us do great things. And Jesus continues to share so many ways he shows us that God's power can help, you know, us do miracles, but also the disciples do all kinds of miracles. We can have the power of wisdom, the power of making the right decisions, and the power still to ability to be able to do miracles. So many ways that we can bless and encourage people. Because when miracles are happening, when good things are happening, you know, there's many in the community that say, oh, wait a minute, look at that church. Look what they've done. Look, you know, these are things that are happening. They're providing, they're encouraging, they're, there's more ways then that we can grow because we're following God's plan. And God has a plan for this session. As I prepared for this, again, just like when I preach, there were so many things that came up like, oh, this will work, this will work. I need to share this. This great thing. So I may go on for 2 hours.
Just we're leaving kidding. When we're done.
But again, there were so many great things that, again, God has a plan for me to share and be excited, be encouraging to help share how God's been at work. One was Max Lucado, and I love, and I've read lots of his books. I've got tons of his books. This was from a devotional called God Is With You. And I hope and pray that everybody knows that. I know you're here for conference. I know you're in a church. But to really know each and every day, each and every hour, just like Max Lucado shares, God is with you. So he shares from Psalm 145. The Lord is close to everyone who prays to him, to all who truly pray to him. He's close to you. Can you touch your shoulder? Touch your shoulder. God is close to you. Touch your head. God is close to you. Touch your heart. God is close to you. I do preschool too. God is close to you. You know, I mean, sharing these things, God is close to you. And so Max Lucado writes, when the children of Israel went to battle against the Amalekites, Moses selected the mountains of prayer over the valley of battle, and the Israelites won. When Abraham learned about the impending destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, he remained standing before the Lord, rather than rush out to warn the cities. Advisors informed Nehemiah that Jerusalem was in ruins. He laid a foundation of prayer before he laid a foundation of stone. Paul's letter contains more requests for prayer than they do appeals for money, possessions, or comforts. Any of your church ask for money? Yeah. And it's not bad, but making sure that we're praying, is that exactly what we're supposed to be doing and seeing how God will provide? And as our church has been doing something too, I said, make sure you pray. What is God's plan for you? And God will provide if that's what you're supposed to do. Amazing ways. So Max Lucado continues, Jesus is our prayerful Jesus. He says he awakes early to pray. Anybody early morning persons? All right. Again, I grew up on the dairy farm. You get up at 5. You milk the cows. Could we milk the cows before we went to high school? Yes. So you get up early and pray. And since I've been here, it's not always been easy to sleep in these dormitories, so I've gotten up at 5. An opportunity to read my scriptures and to pray. God is at work. So I may take a nap right away. It says to wake early to pray, then dismissing people to pray, saying, hey, let's pray about this before we make the decision. And again, I've had some wonderful councils, wonderful groups that we've worked with, and saying, okay, let's pray about this first. When I've been part of the board of ministry, when I've been part of many other things, let's pray about this first, and then we'll see what the plan is. Ascending a mountain to pray, going special places to pray. I love going outside as well. Crafting a model prayer to teach us to pray. Jesus has done that and given that. And at the end of this time, you will be able to have some paperwork that has prayer and scripture and poems, because I'm a writer of poems. God has given me that. So make sure you take those. And not just for you. There's scripture and prayers and poems there. But you can take one to give to somebody as well. Because God had me write this, and God can have you share this. Crafting a model prayer to teach us to pray, cleansing the temple so others could pray, stepping into the garden to pray. Jesus immersed his words and worked in prayer. Powerful things happen when we do the same. Again, I love to hear how God's at work. And one night I woke up, and I was thinking about, I'm going to be talking about prayer for power. And I heard this. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yeah. I'm supposed to sing that. I'm supposed to say, you know, again, there's so many ways that we can hear power, songs and scripture and prayer and listening of what we're supposed to do. All of it is listening to God. Again, the blood of the Lamb. It's not just about our wisdom, even if we did great in school. It's not just about our strength, even though many of us have been really strong and did things. It's about the power of Jesus Christ, the Lamb. That's what will help us do amazing things. Every single one of us is called to serve, not just pastors, you know, all of us, not just missionaries, all of us are called to serve, and it'll be a great time. So you all can know his power, the power of the blood of the Lamb. And for all of us to know that in a great way. Dr. Jeremy Nicholson wrote this. Some individuals seek power to have control over others, while others want to have more influence over their own lives. Individuals may seek power over others due to fear. Anybody been afraid? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or mistrust, which can motivate choosing coercive and antisocial strategies to control them. In contrast, individuals seeking power for self-determination tend to aim toward pro-sessional leadership and cooperation instead. So do you want power over your family, your spouse, your friends, your church? Do you want power over your community? Do you want power to overcome illness, fears, problems, weakness? Being very young or being very old, or all of us in between. Prayers for a good house with power. Power for a great car. Anybody like great cars? Uh-huh. I'm waiting for the men right more likely to raise their hands for great cars. But there are women, too, that like that. You know, power over bad weather. Power over personal dilemmas, community problems. Yes, we need power, but we need to make sure we're focusing on God. And God will help us every step. So again, as I read devotionals, and one of the things that Max Lucado, this book is called God is With You Every Day. So that's a great thing. And there's several things in here, which is like, oh my goodness, I keep reading things. And this, was June 11th, and said a prayer to remember God's power. Like, oh, I'm going to be talking about that. This is cool. So With God's help, we will do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. And he prays, Father, you can wipe out the strongest army, move mountains, and create the earth out of nothing. Your strength and loving kindness know no end. Remind me of your power now. I am so quick to run to a friend for help and then feel let down. Lord, be my strength in all situations. Thank you for being on our side and fighting for us. In Christ's name, amen. And then the other book that I read every day too is Prayer for the Persecuted Bible, and it's by the Voice of Martyrs, and it's different. In it, it has Old Testament, New Testament, the Psalms, and Proverbs, but it also has in here every day too missionaries around the world that have gone through extremely difficult things. And if you've read a lot about Global Methodist churches and really known that there are places around the world that they're being attacked, that they, you know, can't have Bibles, they can't have worship, they're going through much more. And so the opportunity to pray for them is such a blessed time that I'm able to do that and to hear and to know and to pray for some specific missionaries as well. So again, God has a plan for me to read and know and to hear about God's power. So people often want power for their ideas and their needs and their concerns. But we all need to ask God, what should I do? God, what is your plan for me and for the church and for the community? And God will give you the strength. So we have different scriptures that we're going to read together that talk about great power. So the first one is from Deuteronomy. Let's read that together.
What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us, whenever we pray to him?
So whenever we pray, we will have his strength. All right, and 2 Chronicles.
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and will heal their land.
And then in New Testament, Matthew. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen,
then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
And from the Gospel of Mark.
Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
All right, the next slide shows us that we never doubt the power of prayer. We shouldn't. Maybe sometimes we do. But again, we need to listen to God and say, yes, I don't need to doubt. So remember the statement, remember that. You know, look at that, take a picture of it. Never doubt the power of prayer. And share it with other people. This is what I told we're supposed to do. This is what we should do. And God will work in so many wonderful ways. And then James chapter 5, is that next? So,
therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
And the next slide is one of my favorites as well. It shares the power of prayer. I love visual things, but look at the word prayer. Hopefully you can see that there are lots of words in there. And as I looked at this too, I thought, you know, I want everybody to look at those words so you can keep your eyes open when you pray. Find a word, find something about that, you know, whether it's purpose or hope or salvation, wisdom. Find a word there, and let's take this time for you to pray. Again, you can pray out loud or silently, but pray as you look at all of these words that talk about the power of prayer. Let us pray. Amen. So as you look at those kind of things, that's a way to continue to pray. All the words. I mean, I could go on and on and talk about this forever. Wind blessing, I mean, there's so many words there that can help you pray, can help you to follow the God, can help you listen, help you have an image, help you have an idea and a plan. There's so many things that can do. Again, so if you want to take a picture of that, that's a great thing. It's the power of prayer. Writing those words, knowing that there's so many things that can help us to pray and have that strength. So the next slide, let's read this together.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Amen. So it's God's will for us to do amazing things and to know His strength, and to know the wonderful things that He will do. And God will help everyone to have that power by following Jesus Christ. Again, we pray at meals, right? Woo! We get to eat. You know, you might pray when you get up. You might pray when you go to bed, you know. You might pray when somebody gets baptized, you know, and pray at church. But hopefully you pray a lot more. Listening to God is such a blessed time. The next slide shares there is power in prayer. So let's read this together.
There is power in prayer. When you pray, God listens. When you pray, storms get still. When you pray, doors open. When you pray, relationships get restored. When you pray, sicknesses get healed. When you pray, hope gets rekindled. When you pray, strength is renewed. When you pray, answers come. Don't lose faith about what you are praying for today. God is faithful. His answer will come at just the right time.
And sometimes we think, you know, well, I want it this time. I want to, you know, have this activity. You know, I want God to work now. But God has a plan. And again, as you read through the Bible, you can see that sometimes somebody wants something and it changes because it's God's plan. It's what God wants, and God will help. And then they see the miracles. They understand and they feel such goodness. They know many amazing things that God has been at work. And so many blessings. Again, I'm not a perfect prayer. You know, I've made mistakes and not listened or not followed or not, oh, I should have prayed. But I've also known other times when I prayed and heard from, again, being a pastor, preaching, sharing, doing all kinds of mission work, praying with the preschool kids, which is great, getting to pray with them, these little kids, praying on mission trips around the world, praying at General Conference in Costa Rica, and praying for all the leaders, praying for the speakers, praying for many different people. Oh, it was such a wonderful time. And we can pray for those who will be going and being the prayer sessions for the next General Conference, which is in Africa. Again, a wonderful place to go and see. And God's plan of who is supposed to go and how we can share. And all the next steps, even for our time here at annual conference, pray. Who are you supposed to vote for? What are you supposed to do? What decisions should we make? God will be at work in amazing ways. So, do you have the slide that again says, never doubt the power of prayer? Yeah. So, that we need to make sure. So, hopefully, that there's different times that you can have a testimony about prayer. Again, not just for yourself, but that you can tell other people. Because again, the church is called to make disciples. So as we tell people, well, hey, I prayed and this is what happened. I prayed and here was the blessing. I prayed and I heard from God and I'd love for you to hear. You know, really encouraging. When I do pre-marriage counseling, I always tell them the most important thing you do as husband and wife and as fiancés when you're starting out, is to pray together every day. Again, we've heard all kinds of things of, again, Christians who have been married, still 50% of them get a divorce. Unless unless they pray together. If they pray together, again, another way of how important prayer is and the power of prayer for marriage. If they pray together on a regular basis, 99% will always be married. Pretty good. You'll have a blessed time because you pray together. You'll be encouraged and strengthened. So many ways that God is at work. So, our next slide shares that God calls us to pray. Again, I shared that Carolyn Moore last year, she had felt powered by the Holy Spirit, like, hey, you know what? If we pray and listen to God, we will hear something. Maybe you haven't actually heard something before, but if we take time, at least 5 minutes right now, to pray, and what she said, and what I'm going to ask too, is that you go with somebody you do not know. Because if I prayed with one person that I know, it's like, well, I know lots about them. Here's what I think, you know. But if I'm with somebody that I do not know, then I need to silently pray. That's what I want you to do. Silently pray for about 5 minutes. So, and I'll be praying for everybody to hear from God. So, listen. You might want to write some things down as God speaks to you. And then after about 5 minutes, we'll have you talk to that person about what God told you. Again, as a singer, God told me to sing a song. What a blessed thing to do. And many people at the time, almost everybody, when Carolyn Moore was there, almost everybody heard from God about the person that they didn't know that they were supposed to say. You know, one person just shared that they heard something too, and they're like, well, that doesn't quite make sense, but this is what I was supposed to say. And, you know, and then the person, oh yeah, that is what I need to hear. It was just two words. That is something out. Yep, I need to do that. You're right. God spoke to you. So look around and find somebody you don't know. Sit with them. Pray silently for about 5 minutes, and then we'll ask you to share.
If I close my eyes, I will fall asleep. I have been asleep
you can pray with your
three
eyes open.
Times
yeah.
During
and
the
right.
time you've been speaking. It doesn't matter whether my eyes are open
yeah.
or not.
You can pray with your eyes open, yeah. Just pray silently, yeah. So, and write things down. So.
No, I'm saying I'm so exhausted I'm not going to hear anything. Because the only thing that's going through my head is I want to fall asleep and want to go to sleep. Well,
right, draw, right, yeah. So.
How ministry is done, and it's the hopes and the dreams that we have for the future of our living denomination. We always pray that she will be able to take back to her goals or some of the things that she hears today, or help them to grow in their faith and their love for you, Jesus. And to do some new kinds of ministry that will draw more people into the congregation. People that the Lord has given us the great values and having a relationship with people in the church. Pray together, work together, and make a difference. call a community a better place.
So what I got from your meeting, I mean, I connected with joy, with blessing, and you just went out here. So those are all connected. Also, I knew you're on a new direction, and you might be out of your comfort zone. So I don't know if this is fits, if you think it fits, but that you're looking for something, that you're looking for a big connection. That's great. So does any of that ring a bell to you?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Keep you awake at night. Every moment that you're not scheduled, each schedule to get from here to there, and work from there. Crazy to me, I feel like this conference is almost too scheduled. There's no
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I know we could talk forever, but we don't have all that time. Sorry. But praise God. Again, as I prayed for you all, while you were silent, I got teary-eyed out of joy. That was great. I could feel that energy and so too. So, and then as you started talking, what?
Joy? Was it joy?
I felt joy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was
experiencing. Then as you started talking, again, that energy. Again, we're going to have people share, and again, we won't be able to have everybody share, but the blessed time. And again, after we share, then we'll close in prayer, and then you can take, again, this is scripture and prayers and poems for you to take. Again, you can take more than one, so you can share it with somebody else, or you can take it and make copies. There's many wonderful things about the power of prayer that, again, is more than just talking for an hour, that you can read about, share with other people. It's a great thing. And then I made, just in case the slides didn't work, I also made sections that had all the images, so you can have the slides as well with the images. So we've got both those things that you can take. So again, you can take more than one just for yourself and to share, so that's good. So who would like to tell, say something again, if you're going to not use the microphone, then talk really loud and clear, articulate well, but share what God had told you to tell this person that you didn't know. I heard you know somebody did this, so.
I'll share.
Go ahead.
My friend over here, Connie, and when I looked at her first, I noticed her vest, of course, so I know she is a praying woman. But I told her that God was giving me a message before we even knew that we were going to be connecting. So when you put up your screen that had the word prayer in it with all of the words inside, the ones I kept noticing were the ones that had R-E in front of it. So, redeem, I think one of them was revitalize, relationship. And when I looked up the word, or what R-E means, it means to go to again or to go back. And so when I sat down, it was instant, when I sat down with her and started praying, the word restore came onto my heart, and I thought, okay, restore what? So we talked a little bit about that. I don't share that part, but I love how God works, and He starts feeding you before you even know you need it. So that was my story. She was spot on with my word, so which was healing.
Thank you. Others.
Hey, and by the way, Southern Indiana, I just live about an hour north of you. I'm a farm girl who was raised on
the farm. Oh, great. Yeah, very far, so. Cool. All right, others.
Well, I can go with your permission. And I don't live an hour north of you. I actually live in the UP, so I'm many hours
north
of you. Anyways. This is Vicki. My name's Steve, and we just met. So right away we went to prayer. We're kind of silent, but I just get words. So I got joy, blessing, uplift. That God was putting her on a new direction, was taking her out of her comfort zone, and that she was looking for something, and that she was trying to make a connection. So it seemed to fit with her because she made a transition from an IT job into a library assistant and everything. So anyways, so she was going for a new direction, and she's looking to make a connection and figure out what God wants her to do in life. But I felt that God was putting her on a path of bringing joy and blessing and uplift other people.
Praise the Lord. God spoke to you. Great. So to share. All right, others.
My privilege to pray from Beatrice, right?
Yes.
In Southern Illinois, I don't know much about Southern Illinois, but now I will think about Beatrice. But instantly, there were like pictures of angels dancing around her, and not celebrating that, that she's the kind of person that, that persons can come apart from her husband, and she ministers them, blesses them, encourages them, what, whatever it is, they feel like they can come to her. And then I kept seeing this tulip that didn't have a tulip. It had not blossomed yet, and, but she's going to blossom. She shared a personal thing that
it fit.
Her tulip will bloom here pretty soon.
Cool. Yeah, it's neat to see images and stuff too sometimes. Not always. Sometimes we hear things, sometimes we see things, you know, sometimes we feel things. So, yeah, great. Thank you. All right, others. Yeah, back in the back.
My name's Ivy Evers, Laura, and I kept feeling these senses of waves, water or sand, and they were difficult, but it was the important kind of difficult. You know, they were being pushed and strong, but again, it was that growth kind of strong, not painful kind of strong. And she tells me she's going to Africa on to the thing, and it just fit, you know, how difficult I know it's going to be for her, but it's going to be a growth and a development type of thing.
And Ivy had asked me, was I going to be traveling? She knew it was something to do with traveling, so I just kind of thought that might be what it was going to be.
Right, others. We have one more minute. I know God was at work. You had energy, so we were talking. So. And that's something important to do is to share. So, one more person.
I'll share.
Okay.
We got several things, but the one that I really want to focus on is God told me that he loves you and that he loves you so much and he wants to know that he is so proud of you. And I just think that's so heartfelt that God so really loves you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's great to hear from somebody. So, Laura.
Couple things. Similar, delight was the word that came to me. God delights in us, but that also that just the joy that you talked about. That the song just kept coming into my head. You know, the song of the joy and come Holy Spirit just kept going in. You know, so I think when you said that, it really resonated with me.
Amen. So, all right, so I'm going to close in prayer as well. And so thank you so much for coming. And there's wonderful things still happening at annual conference. Let's pray. Gracious God, we are so grateful to know each and every day that you are with us and that you love us so much. You love us so much that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, who lived and then died. He lived to show us how to be, and he died for our sins. And then he rose, and we too, we all will die, but we all can live. We all can know his power now and forever. And so, Lord, we all need your power to do your work and your ministry, to know the joy of serving faithfully. So may each and every one continue to pray, read the scriptures, listen well, work together with other people to pray together and hear. And we thank you so much for the power of the Holy Spirit that we can know today and every day. And all God's people said,
amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Take your papers, please. We'll enjoy.